B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
And we were talking about this because Betty White's character Rose on The Golden Girls always had the craziest stories about her hometown of St. Olaf, Minnesota.
You probably don't know this, but my hometown was founded by Heinrich von Anderdrinnen. The first man to ever can tuna in its own natural juices.
And St. Olaf is an actual town.
It's not a fictitious town.
Okay. No, it's actually in Minnesota, and it's named after Olaf II of Norway.
It was back in 1955, and we had just moved into our first house right next door to Pigpen Johansson. That wasn't his real name. That was a nickname. Pigpen. No, Johansson.
That's just ridiculous. So our question at 404-741-0985, if you had a Rose-type story about your hometown,
okay,
what would it be? Amanda, Peachtree City, we know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, I think we have close to 100 golf cart paths, and they go all over the city, and people will take them to the grocery store, to school, to work. I started driving on a golf cart when I was like 13, and I was able to take it to work and to school. It was awesome.
Wow. Yeah, if you go down to Peachtree City, there's golf carts everywhere. And I guess maybe they have a learner's permit for golf carts there.
You know, and I remember it's been almost 7 years to the day when we moved from Charlotte here to Atlanta, and we seriously looked at Peachtree City because of the golf carts. The only problem, it's like 60 miles away. If it could just be 20 miles away.
Yeah. I mean, that is a long, slow commute for you to come into Midtown Atlanta every day.
It's amazing. People walk on it on all the paths too. They take their bicycles as well. But golf carts, almost everybody has one. And now they're even making houses with golf cart sized garages.
Oh, yeah.
The tiniest little garages. How adorable. 404-741-0985. The strange or unusual thing your hometown is famous for. Talking about that strange or unusual thing your hometown is famous for. Drex, Michigan, anything? Your hometown?
I grew up in Detroit, so we're famous for Eminem, but we're also famous for
for Eminem.
Well, it's our only claim to fame.
Well, Kid Rock, too, right? Isn't he from?
Yeah, but it's more Eminem. Come on. No, but we are famous for our Coney dogs, I guess.
Oh,
I don't even know where this came from. It's a hot dog with beanless chili and then a strip of mustard.
Yeah.
And if you ask for ketchup, they're like, what?
In Vermont, they had those, and they were called Michigans.
Yeah.
It was just called a Michigan. My Brattleboro, Vermont, my hometown, has an annual event called the Strolling of the Heifers, where they have cows do a parade down Main Street. And one of the local schools was worried because they're very environmentally love the animals.
Uh-huh.
And that one of the schools raised a concern that was a lot to ask a cow to walk a mile suddenly without any training.
What?
So they developed a training program where they would take the cows on the first day they'd take them a quarter mile, and then they'd have some Gatorade.
Now.
And the next day they'd take them a little bit further that they
were
prepared.
Did someone get paid for that?
For the parade? Of course not. It was wonderful. What fun. They took them all to the Good Feet store and had their hooves.
Sure. The pressure points. And
Karen, what strange or unusual thing is your hometown famous for?
Big Butter Jesus.
Big Butter Jesus.
What is that?
That is a giant, was a giant half Jesus coming out of a pond off of I-75 in Ohio between Cincinnati and Dayton. It was by the Solid Rock Church. And if you weren't expecting it, when you drive up to it, you go, Jesus!
And you say it used to be. Did they take it down or?
It got hit by lightning and burnt to the ground.
Oh my gosh.
So Big Butter Jesus melted.
Yes. And they have since replaced it with something not as hilarious. But,
Thank you so much. All right, last call, Mimi and Jefferson.
The dude that invented anesthesia is from the town that I live in, actually. There's his name is Crawford Long. There's a whole memorial here in this tiny little podunk town. It's pretty neat. There's a really creepy portrait on the side of this dude about to put a needle in a kid. It's super weird. But, it's the weirdest memorial for a person ever. But it is super neat. I just thought that was pretty cool. Like, hey, where I'm at now, they have anesthesia that came from here.
I need to see that picture.
I feel like you could Google Jefferson, Georgia, and look at Crawford Long, and there's, like, this little boy with a giant, like, bulge on his chin, and they're about to, like, chop that thing. It's weird. It's really weird.
Well, before they chop it, the first they have to put him under.
They're about to give him some anesthesia. Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking goiters. We're talking issues.
You are a lunatic.
Don't pretend, Kara, don't pretend like you're like gross about that. You love that.
No,
you...
I'm looking up the photo right now.
Okay.
Yes. Tell me you're into pimple popping videos. They are just as satisfying, girl. Yes.
Duh.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 49. Tomorrow's high of 56.
Oh,
31
yeah.
In Midtown. Hawks lost to the Trailblazers last night, 136-131. What's up, Kara?
How old were you, or even your kids, when you were confident they knew what to do in an emergency, like call 911 and go get an adult?
I would say my daughter could, but then she'd be distracted by something.
Tamaya Alexander is amazed at what her child did recently. She was actually over at her mom's house when she suddenly fainted. And when she came to, she was told by EMS that her 2-year-old daughter, Serenity, had actually saved her life.
Wow.
She used her cell phone to call 911 and then went and got her grandmother. So family members and officials have been absolutely shocked that this little one knew what to do. I mean, these COVID babies are just built different, y'all.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of that, it looks like coronavirus is striking again. Don't be surprised if the Grammy Awards don't get postponed again this year. Mm. It's not official yet, but rumors have it that the Recording Academy is going to delay the ceremony due to rising COVID cases. Now, the biggest night in music was supposed to happen on January 31st out in L.A., and it might still go on, but it's looking unlikely. If you remember last year, around the same time, they pulled the plug on the show and actually moved it to March. So I guess we'll just have to sit back and see what happens.
So there's a chance that they don't cancel, they just postpone.
They won't cancel,
it.
They'll postpone.
It's just so difficult to listen to this COVID news, but then turn on the TV and watch the Packers take on the Vikings, and there's 80,000 people there with no shirts on.
On another note, everyone from Hollywood to everyday fans have been remembering the legendary Betty White over the last few days. Now, even though she won't be with us physically for her 100th birthday, there is something that we can all do to honor her. The unofficial Betty White Challenge is encouraging us to support one of her favorite causes, animals. So on January 17th, or before if you want, everyone is being asked to pick a local rescue or animal shelter in their area and to donate just $5 in Betty's name.
Nice.
And with the huge amount of people that just love Betty White, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see these local shelters get quite a bit of money.
Now, Ted, you said something interesting. You didn't know that Betty White was like this big animal activist. And I'm on your side. I knew kind of.
She did have an entire show that was dedicated to pets and to animals. I mean, it was way back when.
You know what? I need to turn in my Betty White card, apparently.
Yeah, right.
You do.
Yeah.
Maybe you should donate $10.
Oh!
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Is it Nisa or Nessa?
Nessa, like Vanessa without the V.
Vanessa. Too many syllables?
Yeah.
With the full Vanessa? Could you do us a favor and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out of here.
I'm out of here, Nessa. Good luck.
So Kara's going to step out for a few moments while we ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Ready.
Question 1. In a recent interview, Ben Affleck said before he and his Good Will Hunting co-star were famous, they would break dance in the subway for money. Who's that co-star?
I've actually never seen the movie, but I'm going to guess Matt Damon.
Okay.
Number 2, hotels are going for as much as $1,300 a night for the national championship. True or false, Georgia is taking on the Auburn Tigers for the title.
I'll just say true.
Number 3, it was the first time in show history when 2 women didn't even make it to the first rose ceremony. What show had its 26th season premiere last night?
The Bachelor.
Number 4, the Grammys are expected to be postponed this year. What female pop star's folklore won Album of the Year last year.
What's her name? The new girl. I can't think of her name.
All right. Number five, the U.S. Postal Service said they were able to deliver 97% of the 12 billion packages that came through mailrooms over the holidays. Name the founding father who was the first Postmaster General.
Benjamin Franklin?
I was going to go, let's bring Kara back in. I was going to go Hamilton or Aaron Burr.
Nessa got it right.
She got
I'll
it right.
That.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's Kara, ready for your same questions. Number one, a recent interview, Ben Affleck said before he and his Good Will Hunting co-star were famous, they would break dance in the subway for money. Who's that co-star?
Matt Damon.
That's what Nessa said, one-to-one.
Number two, hotels are going for as much as $1,300 a night in Indy for the national championship. True or false, Georgia's taking on the Auburn Tigers for that title.
That's false.
Yeah, they're taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Same state, wrong school. Nessa got it wrong. All right, it's 2-1.
Number three is the first time in show history two women didn't even make it to the first rose ceremony on what show?
The Bachelor.
That's what Nessa said, but Kara's up 3-2.
Number four, Grammy's expected to be postponed this year. What female pop star's Folklore won Album of the Year last year?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Nessa, you think you were going for Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had record of the year, which I don't know the difference, but whatever. Kara's up 4-2.
Finally, number five, U.S. Postal Service said they were able to deliver 97% of the 12 billion packages that came through the mailrooms over the holidays. Name the founding father who was the first Postmaster General.
Oh, my gosh. My great-grandfather was the Postmaster General of their little hometown, but I don't know.
Is that the correct answer?
I don't know.
Not Kara's grandfather. All right, Benjamin Franklin's the answer. Nessa got it right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself for that.
I'm very proud of you. Yeah, our final score is 4-3. Nessa and Buckhead, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
No. Kara, your new record, 1,183 wins and 38 losses.
Sorry, Nessa.
It's okay.
No cash, but you do get tickets to the 355. It's a movie with Jessica Chastain. It's in theaters January 7th.
Thank you guys for playing.
We play every weekday at 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up in advance. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com. Bachelor season premiere was last night. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
That's correct.
I guess like two women left even before the first rose ceremony.
Yep.
It was like a bachelor really? First, like we out.
Why? Were they not impressed with the bachelor?
Oh, no. The first girl was presented like before any of the introductions, knocked on his hotel room door and was, going to leave, but wanted to introduce herself first. And he gave her like the first impression rose. And then she said no. So that was kind of crazy.
Wow.
And then the other girl was just kind of terrible, and he let her go.
I don't know if you guys remember, but years ago, they held Bachelor auditions, like the preliminary auditions, mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, they usually do.
In our building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have WSB TVs right upstairs from where we are. Of course, we couldn't be on the top floor. We were in the basement, basically. But I actually, I didn't even realize who I was talking to, but I talked to Hannah B.
Oh, I love Hannah B.
Hannah B, she was on the, she ended up being
the Bachelorette,
then being the Bachelorette.
And then went to Dancing with the Stars,
was
too.
Dancing with I was talking with a Dancing with the Stars contestant.
Just
I had
two
no
D-level
idea.
Celebrities hanging out.
Here's a clip. When you picture the Bachelor, what do you picture? What do you? What does your perfect guy, your Prince Charming, look like?
I mean, attractive. Absolutely. A man, not a boy. Athletic. I mean, a dimple would be like a plus, but they don't, it's not like a deal breaker, but they don't ever pick anybody that's unattractive. So I think there'll be chemistry in that way.
Well, I actually have a picture of the Bachelor here. So I didn't realize who I was talking to, and I sure as heck didn't really have a picture of the Bachelor.
Oh, she was on Colton season. You didn't have a picture of Colton?
No.
Oh, okay.
Instead, I did one of the rudest things I've ever done. Drex.
Yeah.
I showed her a picture of you.
Oh. Did you get her feedback?
See her reaction.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Not exactly what I expected, but I think his eyes are endearing, but not the normal typecast, I would say.
I want you to notice his dimpled chin.
Yeah, the dimpled chin, not the dimple that I was exactly referring to.
And he's very good. Well, like, he mows his own lawn and stuff. So.
Oh, wow. So a manly man.
Right.
Yeah, I can see age is really wore on his.
Yeah, spent too many hours on the tractor, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
he's shriveling up like a raisin.
Maybe he's very wise.
Wow.
I mean, I think high marks. I think what I heard her saying was, there's a chance.
That's what you got out of that?
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.